Welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop diva comedy podcast.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Rico.
And we are DDD Divas.
Yes. Triple D. We wish.
Oh, God. No, we don't wish. We don't want
Do
the back
pain.
Do we
pains. Wish? No, probably not. That I was going to say. I have enough back pain as it is, and it has nothing to do with my cup size, so...
Yeah, no thanks.
Age and sitting like an idiot all day long.
Age and just COVID being, you know, having jobs where we have to sit in front of a computer all day.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's okay. We take care of ourselves.
Well, we try, I guess.
We try.
Yeah. So what's up with you?
Well, aside from this week being... Very. I think I'm just weak. I get just so tired after a busy week and I was like, let me lie down and never talk to anyone ever again. But I was in Munich this week and it was overall very nice. The weather was great. I burnt my scalp.
Oh, God.
That hasn't happened in a while because we were outside so much.
Yeah.
And one really cool thing, so I've been to Munich before, so that's technically not a new thing, because as we all remember, I'm trying to do a new thing every week. But we went to the BMW World, which is basically just like a big like exhibition center place for BMW, where they put up like, you know, the BMWs, the Minis. There was a $500,000 Rolls Royce.
That's not a BMW.
No, but I think it's not technically BMW. They're connected somehow.
Okay.
It's like how BMW bought Mini, but they didn't buy Mini. They didn't buy Rolls Royce, but
it's like,
I don't know,
collaboration.
Probably. So that was very cool. Rolls Royce, as I learned, they come with umbrellas and they come with a champagne cooler that is not optional.
In the back seat or?
Yeah, somewhere in the back.
What the heck? So it's just like a branded umbrella and...
Oh, no, the champagne cooler is in the back seat. The umbrella is inside the door. It's in the back door. So then there, when you open the door, there's a little button and then the umbrella comes out and you can take it.
What the heck?
With you.
That is so extra.
Yeah. And you can customize the umbrella, and if you lose it, a new one is $800.
What kind of... Is it just a regular umbrella, or is it, like, made
it's
out of...
It's just a regular umbrella, it's a Rolls Royce custom umbrella. I don't know.
Can't you just put a regular one in there?
I know. I was baffled. Yeah. And then you can get the Rolls Royce with a coach line, which is basically just, like, this really thin line of paint on each side, and there's only one person who can do it.
Like, manually hand-paint it?
Yes, manually hand-paint. It takes 6 hours.
Why?
To hand-paint one or two coach lines. It takes forever.
Why?
And they're all, like, individual, like, yeah.
Why is there only one person? That seems like something, I don't know, is there some complex way to do it?
I think you just need like an incredibly steady hand, and the tour guy told us that he's actually looking for apprentices because he's in his 50s now and he can't really find anyone with hands that are steady enough to do the coach line, to paint it.
You would think,
and it was
wow, you would think you need steadier hands to be like a surgeon or something and not a Rolls Royce
painter.
But I
feel like that's the thing, if you, well, then again, he said it paid really well. Like, you get a lot of money doing that job.
I bet. Because
otherwise I would have said, if you have really steady hands, it's probably more lucrative to become a surgeon. But I don't know. So if you have very steady hands and like to paint lines for 6 hours.
Oh, God.
That's your job.
No, I could never.
No. But what they also... me neither. I don't have steady hands. Like, I'm constantly trembling. Like, I'm always like a small scale earthquake in human form. So.
Like a tiny chihuahua.
Like, yes, basically. I'm a big chihuahua. But what they also do there is when you buy a BMW, you can pick it up there. And they have this whole thing where they have an area where you can... You know, they welcome you. You can have like an all day event or half day event or two hour event. And then you have like coffee or something in the specific area. And then there's a like a transparent elevator. And then they will send your car up from there, from the car hotel is what they call it. That's where they store the cars for like 2 days before you know, between the factory and being picked up. So they clean it and inspect it and all that good stuff. And they have a car hotel where the oxygen level is like 14% instead of 21. You cannot light a match in there, which is the whole idea. Like, it's to eliminate the risk of fire. But then they send it up from there and you see your car coming up in that elevator. And it's such an emotional moment. And my new life goal now is to do that. I'm going to buy a BMW in like 30 years and do that.
Is that only for like the high end BMWs or?
No, I think it's for anyone. I don't know if you have to pay extra. He didn't say that.
That seems like something you would pay extra for. Yeah.
I think, you know, because BMW, they're kind of on the pricier side anyway.
I guess.
New ones.
True.
Because it's only for new cars, of course. For brand new, like...
Your crusty-ass 2007 BMW going up that elevator.
I think even my 2019 Seat would be like, I don't belong here. But no. And they have much nicer electric cars than I thought. I didn't know they had really nice electric cars, so...
We're in the future.
Yes. And once I have more money, so as I said, in 30 years, I want to do that. I want to get one. I want to get a BMW. Because my dad used to drive BMW. Like, my entire childhood was just BMW. So it was kind of... Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You already know I used to have one. I have mixed feelings just because, you know, I mean, of course, if you have the money for it, let's go get it. Get that BMW. Mm-hmm. But man, the repairs are insane.
They are. My sister has one too. And just it kind of depends. Well, I think her grievance is more with her dealership. Like, you know, because you usually just take your car to where you like bought it unless you live really far away. Yeah. And the one where she bought it, I think they're just whack.
Okay. But,
I mean, she's had it for probably close to 10 years. And, you know, I mean, there have been issues, but not many. It's a one series, though. What series did you have?
Three.
The
cheapo. You know, the peasant one.
I mean, it is the most sold model of BMW. So it's not a peasant one, it's just the most popular one.
The middle class one.
The middle class. I mean, the one series is clearly, you know, it's the one series. But I'm happy with my
car right now.
With your little Terry the Tesla.
Terry the Tesla Cruise.
I like that. But yeah, so that's one of the coolest things I did this week.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, for me, I guess the most notable thing is that I am now a married lizard woman. And that is a fact.
It is. I saw the photos. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Are you pregnant yet? Vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cars. No, it was for like this. It's a mount where it's like a bird mount, but... Yeah, in Final Fantasy 14, my character got married and we went through the whole ceremony and everything. And now we have like cute clothes and then a cute little bird and stuff. So, you know, we did it for
the
goodies.
That's very cute. Do you live together now?
No, you have to buy your own house.
Oh, wait, with real money?
No.
Or like Final Fantasy money? Okay.
Final Fantasy money. Yeah. And there's a whole process of like, it's a lottery to get a house. So, you know, gambling. I'm not even going to go into it.
That sounds very complicated. Now I understand why my sister spends like half her life on that game.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous, like, you can basically just sink your entire life into it.
I mean, apparently you can have a whole other life inside the game, so.
Yeah, you can't have children, though.
You cannot?
Nope.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
I feel like there's barely any children, like, characters in this game. So,
oh, that's the dream.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
It is the Final Fantasy. Yeah. It's my fantasy, for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of the biggest thing. And
nice.
I'd also like to take a little, you know, moment of silence because Hongjun's Corella hair is now gone.
Oh.
He has dyed it. It's brown. I'm sad.
Oh, I mean, yes, that's sad, but at least it's not blonde.
True. Yeah, San needs to dye his hair soon.
He's had it for so long now. He had it since before they came to Berlin. So
I know.
Since April.
I know.
It's been 4 months of destroying his scalp.
I know. But he cut off his mullet, apparently, recently, which is good. And I think he's going to dye over his hair soon, hopefully.
Hopefully. I mean, of course, he still looks great, but...
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but, no, but. Yeah, but, no,
yeah, no, but. Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, but. Yeah, it's just we have preferences.
So, yeah, nothing else really fancy happening over here.
That's, I mean, sometimes that's good. I feel like in my life, I now have too much happening again, and I'm not liking it.
Yeah, I hope you can get a break soon and have, like, a little less on your shoulders.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you've told me this before, and I'm very aware of it, but I put a lot on my own shoulders.
Yeah.
So I just need to stop doing that.
Very sexy shoulders. You should stop pushing it down.
I have very broad shoulders. Like, a lot of things fit on these shoulders, but that doesn't mean that I should use all of it, you know?
No, so. You gotta show it off, you know? Have a little empty space.
Keep it light.
Yeah, keep it light and fresh.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm just working on that, like, and, you know, taking things less personally and less, not seriously, I take my job very seriously, but, you know, creating borders, creating boundaries for myself.
Yeah, and just knowing that you are doing a great job, because obviously you are, and no one can tell you otherwise, or else I will
even though people are them. Trying. But honestly, that's not fair, though, like, I get... way more positive feedback than negative feedback, so
yeah,
I should just focus on that. I got the sweetest letter from one of the students who recently left, so
oh,
and it wasn't even my student, it was just I, you know, took care of her in a certain situation, and she wrote a very sweet letter, so
oh
yeah, let's focus on that, focus on the positive.
Yeah, I mean, you got a love letter from a college kid who who was thankful for you, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, love letter, I don't know, but...
If it was handwritten, it's a love letter.
Yes, very true. I will put it in my collection.
In your locker.
In my locker. Oh, that's so sweet, man. Sometimes I wish I could do that again, but most of the time I don't.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not. Let's just look forward. But yeah, speaking of lovely ladies,
mm-hmm. Ooh.
Should we go into our topic of this week?
We're going female. Well, we already are females, but we're going female solo special.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at three recent comebacks, releases of three of our favorite female, fantastic
female
artists. Oh. Females, yes.
Female females.
Or female females. FF.
Yes.
FF.
Yeah, so... first, to start us off, we can talk a little bit about Sunmi, because she came out with an EP, Heartburn, on the 29th, and this is back in June, it looks like. So yes. It's been a bit.
But, like, the end of June.
Yeah, the very end. So, yeah.
And we can not just skip Sunmi, like, you love her, so.
Exactly. No, she's one of the OG girl groups. Yeah. So. And she's been doing this, what, for, like, 15 years now, is it?
Mm-hmm. Must have, yeah.
Ridiculous.
2007, yeah, I think.
Yeah, insane. So, you know, go tell me. She looks exactly like she looks her age still, she like from back then.
Yeah, she has not aged a bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, she's had some great songs, but I have to say, I think this is my favorite yet.
Ooh.
Of all her solo stuff that I've heard. I love this the most.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, speaking of her not aging, it's, I guess the concept of this, so Heartburn's like music video is like she's a mythical creature where she's immortal and just goes and kills all her husbands throughout the ages, which is great.
I love it. She literally kills men with her hotness.
I know.
It's goals. It's goals. I love the Ariel hair.
Yeah.
I want everything.
I know. Yeah, first she had a song about like being a siren, which is the mermaid stuff, and now she's just another immortal creature, which is great.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're into it.
Ageless and timeless. We love it. It made me laugh, though, because as you said, it's kind of like through the ages, and one of the ages is like 1856 Texas, so we're back on the cowboy bullshit.
Yeehaw. Always.
Yes. Always yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Gosh, she looks so good, though.
I
feel like, I mean, usually I'm iffy on, like, the really soft filters.
Yeah.
But in this one, I loved it, especially. She wore this white and blue dress, I think, in one of the fountains or, like, little
Yeah.
Pond, water pool things.
Yeah.
Water things. God, beautiful.
Yeah. This is a whole, like, everything kind of fits well. Like, the song is really kind of dreamy, too. And then the music video is the same. So, love her.
The song is amazing, yeah. I love her face at the end, which is like, yeah, I killed them all. Yeah. So.
So, I'll do it again.
So, yeah, and I will. It's what I do.
Yep.
It's how I roll.
It's how she burns hearts.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we also have another song. It's just two songs, unfortunately. I want it more. I need more. And it's Childhood, which is very chill, very cool.
Yeah. Also very, I don't know what era it reminds me of. Probably the 70s a bit with like the hippie vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down summer night on the patio with a glass of red wine vibes. Because it's just, you know, kind of like mellow and like dark-ish. So I really like it.
Definitely. Yeah. So even though it's two songs, it's still solid.
Yes. 10 out of 10.
Yes. Would kill again.
Would yeehaw again. Yes.
Both of those things.
Both. Not necessarily in that order, but yes. Yeah. And of course, there's a bit of news about Seonmi. And it's that she's taking over Jessie's show interview.
Yeah. That was a bit of a debate of like what was happening. But yeah, she's had a couple episodes now. And of course, ATEEZ is on the third episode.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what her personality is like. So
yeah, honestly, I don't know either. Even though I watched it. I think she's...
Really?
Yeah, I did watch it, and the format is a lot different than, of course, Jessie, of course, it's very different people, but no, I think her whole concept is that they're talking in, like, 반말, which is basically casual speak, or, like, informal, so, I think she's pretty chill, she's not as extra, of course, as Jessie, but she still seems very nice and kind of, like, says what she wants, which is good.
Yeah, that's nice. That sounds fun.
And I'm going to
watch
everything that ATEEZ is in, so.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't try to, like, hold on to the same concept, because I feel like no one could have done it except for Jessie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Making every male idol uncomfortable with her boobs.
Also goals. Without triple Ds.
I know. Oh, God.
We can compare.
Yes, please.
But yes, next up, we have on the last day of June, we're almost there, guys. we have P Nation's Princess. I always forget how to. Haze. With her album Undo. 10 beautiful songs.
Yep, a full
and
on
MVs
album.
For every single one of them.
My God, I was so confused at first.
Yeah.
I was like, which one is the title song? There's just everything has videos.
It's Undo, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Undo.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that she said that she's someone who usually doesn't do a lot of, like, content or, like, TV appearances. So she was like, this time I wanted to go all out. So I filmed MVs for every single song. I was like,
yes.
Bet.
Bet. Yeah. And I mean, she looks great in all of them. And
oh, she's so beautiful. Yeah. See, this is where blonde hair really, really works.
Exactly. And I mean, kind of going back to Seonmi too, that's when orange hair works.
Orange hair works great when it's red.
It's like...
ish, reddish.
Yeah, it's like peepee long stockings kind of hair.
Yes, exactly. It's not like, you know, oh God, who am I thinking of? The Bleach main character. It's not like that kind of orange.
Yeah. Oh man, I forgot Ichigo. His name. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But yes, Haze.
Oh, but yeah.
Undo.
Haze. I love Undo.
Ugh.
Please go ahead. I love it.
Yeah. One thing, though, that was interesting to me, because the title for Undo is 없었던 일로, and for some reason, when I was first listening to it, because she says that in the chorus, I thought she was singing in English, because it's like 없었던 일로 sounds like I'm so done with love, and which is like very fitting, too.
That is what the song is about. So
yeah. It's just
that is interesting.
It sounded
like
that.
Is it like
that?
Those satanic records when you play them backwards, it's just like demons chanting or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
No. Love it.
I'm sure she didn't do that on purpose, but it's genius.
Yeah. No, it really is. Such. I love the lyrics. They're amazing.
She's always
I love
great.
The neon aesthetic.
Ooh.
I love her makeup. Oh, she looks so good.
Yeah, she's always just a queen with her lyrics and getting that kind of the mood down.
Yes, she really is.
Do you have a favorite other than Undo?
Oh my god, where should I start? Supercar, for sure. Supercar may be, like, my favorite song.
Ooh.
Because it has, like, it has those, like, 90s pop ballad vibes. I don't know how to explain it. It's probably the acoustic guitar a little bit in it. But, yeah, I just like it. It's kind of cute. It's kind of sad. Yeah. But
who knew?
I don't know, really.
A song called Supercar would be so sad.
Yeah. And it was cute because the lyrics have like the wing doors in it, the wing doors that open, you know, the car flies away. And wing doors always make me think of Back to the Future because I grew up with like the DeLorean and watching those movies. And she said that's where she got the inspiration for those lyrics.
Makes sense if she's like, let me go into a car that's fast enough to go back into the past.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so clever.
And apparently someone wrote a comment. It's like, only did you buy a supercar? And she's like, I don't even have my license.
Oh my God. That is great.
That was so cute. No. Aww. So she has supercar. Also, I Don't Lie and Real Love. Those are my favorites. But of course, we cannot ignore Distance.
No. Nope.
Featuring I Am.
We cannot. That was a surprise to me to see his name on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
such a good surprise, though.
I know. I mean, I always welcome his voice. I love his voice.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. He has this weird swagger. Like, it's like always just on the line of like, is it cool or is it ridiculous?
Yeah. Like, he does ride that line a bit. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, is this funny or am I turned on? Like, I don't... I'm so confused right now, but
that's the best place to be.
Very true, actually. Very, very true. But yeah, what about you? What are your favorites?
Well, I, of course, love Distance featuring I Am. But also, I like Thief because it's featuring Minnie and she's from Idol, like Girl Idol or whatever it's called. And I don't really, I'm not like Girdle. Yes. And I'm not really a big fan of the group as a whole, but I always did like her voice a lot because she has such a unique voice and it's very, reminds me of a lot of the like kind of indie American singers a bit. So yeah, I like Thief and that's cool. That.
Thief is good, yeah. I honestly do not dislike a single song on this album. There's no song that I skipped. And I did manage to listen to the album several times.
Not.
Until I kind of had the ones that stood out to me figured out, but I really like them all. I could listen to the entire album and not get sick of it.
Seriously. I mean, I loved her past album before this, but this one was also
was so good.
That one I think is still my favorite, but this one is also great. And also, her last song of her albums is always an instrumental song. Were you going to talk about that?
I was just going to say, yes, that was exactly what I was going to say.
God, it's genius. It's always amazing.
So good, yeah. It's really, you know, just so well done. And a full-length album is always a treat, so it's very happy.
Yeah, the outro for this album, though, it reminds me a lot of, like, Howl's Moving Castle. It's just so beautiful. Yes,
it really does. And, like, the build-up is so good, too. Oh, love it.
Good job, Hayes. You did it again.
Yeah, we love you. But, yeah, should we talk about I Am real quick?
Yeah.
Little I Am sidebar.
Yes, we should, because this is news.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. I Am has left Starship Entertainment.
Yes.
But he said he's still going to be in Monsta X.
Exactly. I'm not too worried about that because if GOT7 can do it, I'm pretty sure Monsta X can too. Yeah. So.
They're
all in different companies. So yeah, I know. But I mean, they've been with Starship for a long time.
And,
you know, Monsta X has been through a lot. They've all been doing, like, solo stuff here and there, so...
Yeah, who knows?
It's just his next step.
Where do you think he'll go?
P Nation.
I mean, if that was... if his featuring is a little teaser about
I feel like he might actually lean more hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, more of a hip-hop pop label. I don't know if I could see... I don't think I could see him in, like, Hayao Music or AOMG, but...
Yeah.
Maybe something more... you know, low key.
Maybe.
Either that or he'll just go as a like full on P Nation or, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited. What's your bed? Should we place beds?
Ooh.
Where does IM go?
Yeah, I know, right? My bet, yeah, I'm thinking either P Nation or he seems like the kind of person who would want to do his own thing. Like kind of like Ravi did. That,
yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of Ravi too. Yeah. But
he goes into Ravi's company.
That would be really funny. Yeah. Because we just said that. But yeah. No, I agree. I could see him, you know, do his own thing.
Mm-hmm. And but then yeah, set that we'll up see. And then, you know. Yeah.
And then sign all the other members. Yes,
exactly. That's eventually. The long plan.
And then sign 102 and like we get yes. OGMX back.
OGMX. Oh, man. Yes, please.
OGMX.
Well, that's a long road ahead of you. I am. So good luck.
Yes. We support you on this completely fictional journey that we just made up for you. So
yep.
Best of luck, boy.
Bye.
Bye. Right, last but not least, of course, we have Tonga's Bare and Rare Part 1 album from July 11th.
7-Eleven.
Hey. Yeah.
Get your free slushies.
I'm so hot. I want a slushie.
Oh.
How can you say that when the backs of my knees are sweating? I know. Sweating?
I'm sorry. You know what we should do? We should buy a slushie machine. That's another goal of ours.
Yes. Ooh, I wonder if they serve slushies at BMW.
Ooh, like branded slushies, Rolls Royce slushies. Yes.
Roll slushie.
Yes.
Anyway, Tonga. Bare and Rare. Title song. Sparkling.
Sparkling.
Sparkle. Sparkle. Yeah.
Speaking
it's
of mermaids.
It's more like sparkling drinks than sparkling, like glitter sparkling. Yeah. Speaking of mermaids, yes.
Yeah. Sparkling drinks and she's under the sea.
Yes. And of course, she's not by herself. She always has her chicas with her.
Uh-huh, chicas.
La chica.
Man, this is definitely one of her more brighter songs. And I'll be honest, I'm not as into it, like that kind of side of her, just because I'm a bigger fan of her, like, darker, stronger girl crush image.
Her Cinderella 12 o'clock.
I was thinking more bicycle, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. But no, this like is this. Perfect for summer.
Yeah, I like all the bright pinks and blues. I feel like it's a similar color scheme as Haze's neon MV.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. Yeah. So cute. I feel like the song, I don't know, it's not, I wouldn't say that it's one for the annals of K-pop, but it's very fun and very cute and very energetic. Very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So it was exactly what I needed this week. I did one of my runs this week with her album,
nice.
Like one of the shorter ones, and just perfect for that.
Yeah, I can see that. And it definitely is very like bright, pop, energetic. And like I said, perfect for the yes. summer. But just,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Emma.
What about the other songs? It's okay. No, it's completely fine. You're allowed to express your opinions here.
Yes.
This is a safe space. I will not take it personally.
You say as you stare at me. Into it's my soul. Okay.
I'm just sensitive these days. So you coming for Tonga like that, no, I'm kidding.
Yes. <completely. laughs> I am bashing her 100%.
Yes, you are. God, you're so mean. What did she ever do to you?
God, she just, you know, hurt my feelings by being positive.
Ugh, true.
Yeah.
When that happens. No, I really, I like the song a lot. I like the video. Yeah. I watched the Studio Choom.
Oh, yeah.
Performance.
I mean, her performances so are always great.
They are. She's such a good dancer.
Yeah. But however.
However.
Homst ever. Her B-sides, though.
Yeah.
Now
God.
That.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Kwam Wan. Tell me about your feelings. Give me your honest opinion, but not too honest.
Yeah. Just honest enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've heard of Triple H, but now we have Quadruple X. Up in
Ooh.
Here. That's first
yes.
song.
Quad X.
Quad X. It's just so good and gritty. And
it's
I love
so good.
That she's starting her album off with the first lyric being shit. Like, that's just amazing.
Power move.
I know, man.
Mermaid power move. I love it.
Yeah. We're just like, ooh, sparkling. Okay, let's listen to the rest of the album. Shit. And I'm like, oh, I see.
I think, yeah, I was listening to it and I was wondering, like, wait, is there a parental advisory?
I know, right?
Is this, like, rated anything, or are we just saying shit and damn now without any... I mean, I don't care. I say shit and damn, like, in every second sentence, but...
Yeah, but in K-pop, I wonder if it K-pop, was banned or anything.
Is this revolutionary? No, I like, no, it's... God. Quad Eggs, such a good song.
Yeah.
So cool. I like that, you know, more than one song is about, you know, haters get fucked. So.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
That's exactly. Haters gonna hate. That's my mood for this week. So.
Yeah, exactly. And players gonna play.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, oh, so God. That, and also I just have to talk about Crazy Like You, because that is my favorite, the one featuring BB.
BB.
Mm-hmm. Such a the bad girl queens. Energy. Yeah.
Yes.
God, and I'd rather be crazy like you too.
Seriously, I want to be crazy like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those two, unsurprisingly, are my favorites.
I mean, they are very solid.
Yeah.
I also really like, Louder. It's like the cutest song about, you know, haters gonna hate that I've ever heard.
Mm.
I also love Love Me Out Loud, because that's like, it's electronic, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. And then, of course, we have to mention Goodnight, My Princess.
Oh.
Because it was written for her mom.
Oh.
Because it was, apparently, her mom raised her by herself in America. And she worked a lot, so Chongha had to, like, go to school by herself. And then, you know, she was alone at home a lot. So she wrote the song, you know, about her life with her mom and for her mom. So I thought that was very sweet. And she talked about it on a variety show. And apparently she paid off all her mom's debt and bought her a house and a car.
Ugh.
So just
another
like...
Another goal. Just another all the goals.
Goal, daughter goal. Seriously. No, she seems so great. Like, she's such a good performer. Yeah. She seems like a nice person. Just like a very fun, sweet person. So, I love this album.
Unlike some other Texans that we know. Because she's a Texan.
I know. I'm just trying not to say anything right now.
It's like, I am legally not able to say.
I am legally not allowed to elaborate on.
Just know that Rike works with Texans. That's it.
Yes. Exactly.
But no,
this is also the reason why I enjoyed Tommy killing Texas. No, just kidding. No, God, no. Honestly, no. Most of them are so sweet and so nice. Yeah. It's just been an unfortunate week.
Yeah, but no.
It's okay. I love you, Texas. I really do. Yeah. I want to go to Texas.
Ooh, maybe, I guess, depends on parts
of Texas.
It's okay,
you don't have to come. Exactly that. And I was told that it takes like 14 hours to even drive through, like to get from one point to another. Not even the entirety, just like from certain points, like west to east or something like that. So,
but no, I'll go to Austin.
I'm sure they're
you.
Beautiful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Austin is supposed to be great.
Yeah. Let's get some barbecue.
I want to go deep in the heart of Texas.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, but Chungha is making a great name for Texans. You go,
yes,
girl.
Yes, she is. I love her. I love this album so much. I was so happy with all three releases.
Yeah.
Because we usually, maybe we should explain, we usually go into these kind of blind, like we don't pick the ones we want to talk about because we like them. We pick the ones we want to talk about based on who released them and, you know, what we could be interested in. And then we just kind of say how we feel.
Yeah.
And I feel very good. I love all of the releases a lot, and it definitely made my week a little better.
Oh. You just need a little girl power after.
Oh God, I always need girl power.
Yeah. Should we give our favorite girl power songs then?
Yes, let's.
All right, well, my song recommendation from a female solo artist this week. I had to do it. I had to go with BB because she is my girl crush. And I chose her song Casino, like casino, but with a K and a Z, which is like every joke that we ever make of like.
Honestly.
Yeah.
She's in on it. She knows.
She knows. Yeah. So BB, I just love how real and unfiltered she is, even though I know that's like a subject of controversy right now because of the issue, like Instagram issue that she's having. But even with that, I think it's great that she just does what she wants and she's very upfront about it. And she's just an artist through and through, just creating her own music, her own art. That's how she was discovered, like Tiger JK, and you may have found her songs on SoundCloud or something.
Yeah.
So, you
know. No, that's awesome.
She's just great, and she has a unique voice. I really like it.
Yes. BB is great. We love BB in this household.
Yeah. Only one BB. Don't put BB in the corner.
Don't put BB in No one puts BB in the corner. Yeah, but also, I actually haven't heard about the Instagram thing, so I'm not sure what it entails. So hopefully I'm not putting my foot in my mouth right now, but, you know. I think there's just too much pressure on people to, you know, act a certain way on social media, even on personal social media. So unless she said something really like racist or homophobic or sexist, I'm pretty sure it's just people getting their undies in a twist over nothing. But
yeah, people, the biggest problem always with this is like people get offended for other people more than the other, like the actual person is offended.
Yeah.
So no. It should be all settled now, and I'll tell you more about it. But yeah, it's just, it's not even that big of a deal.
The savior complex, always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good.
But BB, she's going strong.
I hope she continues to go strong.
Yes, bet you.
For me, I went with my...
savior.
Queen. It's my savior.
Yes.
My lord and savior, Lehi.
Yes.
And from the moment we decided on this topic, I was like, yep, I'm doing Lehi. There's nothing stopping me. She is my one and only, my everything. No, I really like her. I really like her voice. I really like her music. And I picked the song My Love from the drama Moon Lover's Scarlet Heart Duo.
What the heck?
Drama pissed me off so much, but the song is incredible.
Oh, I don't think I've even heard of that drama or heard of that song.
I think I may have told you about it because I watched it when I was in Korea, because it was on Korean Netflix, but without subtitles.
Oh.
So I watched it entirely in Korean.
So it's like a pretty old one.
It is from 2016. So I knew the song before I watched the drama, like for years before I even watched the drama, because it was never on German or any other Netflix or Japanese Netflix. But then when I was studying in Korea, it was on their Netflix. So I was like, yes, time to watch it. And oh my God.
It was bad.
I do not like it. I do not like it. And I think even if I had understood more, because of course my Korean isn't perfect. So watching a drama in Korean with Korean subtitles was challenging.
Yeah.
But I still got the gist of everything. I would say I understood probably like 65-70% of it, and the rest was not that important. Like, it wouldn't have made the drama better, is what I'm trying to say.
No.
So, it's like one of those like fruits basket, like harem situations, it felt like.
Oh, where
it's
no. Like boys
everyone
over
wants
flowers.
IU. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, was it IU?
It's IU, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
And, you know, there were some weird dynamics that I was not comfortable with. And then of course, you always, because it's an old timey drama. So there's always the king and the prince and the crown prince and the feud.
Oh,
and
God.
People, you know, trying to,
always.
You know, backstabbing others. And, man.
That's unfortunate.
So it had, you know what the best part about the drama was?
Oh, God, what?
Baekhyun.
Oh, wait. I know what drama you're talking about then.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was really cute in it. I liked him in it.
Yeah. I've seen like clips of him in it, and that's like the only thing I know.
Yeah. Yes. He was my favorite part. The rest was...
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe I would appreciate it more if I understood 100% of it, but I don't, because the ending bothered me too.
Nah. There's many other dramas out there.
Yeah. Exactly. Because it's also like a time traveling situation. I don't know.
Oh,
man.
God. Why is that such popular trope nowadays? There's like...
I don't know.
There's like a time traveling doctor one, too, and just a bunch of... Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't that just Doctor Who? No,
okay. Korean Doctor Who.
Dr. Nugu.
Oh, my God. Wow. Trademark that.
I'm sorry. No.
We're going to film that right now.
Oh, God. Okay,
we're going to write that and film it.
Yes, we're going to write Dr. Nugu. But anyway, Lehi, my love, amazing ballad, amazing voice, amazing emotions in the song. Like, gets me every time.
Oh.
So, yeah. Check it out, yo.
Check it out. Yeah. She's always a fave of mine, too.
Yeah. She's just so good.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the... Have you seen the videos of her? Because you know how J-Hope had his listening party? Have you seen the videos of her getting so drunk and like Jesse and someone else was like just like taking her home?
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's just video clips of her dancing and stuff.
So much fun stuff this week. Why?
I know. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just like Jesse was like, good all right, let's go home.
Good for her. Yeah. Man, everyone needs a friend like Jesse. Will she be our BFF yet?
I know. Please. Come on, call us.
Seriously, Jesse, we cannot get drunk until you call us.
Seriously, we need your protection, Unni.
Exactly. Aw, she's younger than me. I'll still call her Unni.
She is everyone's Unni. It's a kink. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, should we go dry that... dry?
Dryer.
Should we go dry our tears and write that Dr. Nugu drama?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, very nice. So let's get on the typewriter in the meantime. Yep. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Aju Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!